This is St. Louis Public Radio. Drones today are taking on more jobs, from delivering takeout to defusing bombs. Scientists hope that someday the robots will become capable enough to handle complicated tasks like search and rescue missions. For that to happen, manufacturers will have to make drones more autonomous and able to collaborate with other machines. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen reports on Boeing's involvement in developing these new technologies.
A small black drone with propellers sits like a spider in the middle of the floor in a warehouse at Boeing's campus in St. Charles. The large space is adorned with cameras and lights, like a film set.
Are you going to fly, or can we walk in first?
That's Mike Abraham, the manager of the laboratory. Okay. From behind a large safety net, he's talking to an intern who's clicking away at a computer. The intern is telling the robot where to go without telling it how to get there.
All he's doing is basically saying, you know, go to this location. He's picking a spot somewhere in the lab to fly to, and that command goes to the vehicle. The vehicle knows where it is because of the motion capture system, and then we're sending the command. It's determining how to get to the next point on its own currently.
The drone rises, goes to one side of the room, to another, then back, as if it's practicing dance steps. In a sense, the vehicle will dance with other partners. Developing drones that can work together autonomously is the next big thing in drone technology. That's why an industry giant like Boeing is hopping aboard. Analysts say the global drone market could be worth as much as $127 billion in 4 years. Drones that can coordinate with each other could potentially benefit society in many situations. For example, Abraham says they could improve search and rescue operations.
You have someone, you know, lost in the woods, or someone wanders off, you need to kind of search an area. Having lots of vehicles able to spread out and quickly search an area to try to locate someone.
A study conducted by the RAND Corporation in 2014 also demonstrated that several heads are better than one. Its lead author, Lance Menthe, looked at how one vehicle versus a group were able to follow a target.
For the main part of the mission, the difficulty was in locating the target. And in that case, having multiple points of view was as good as having one large eye.
Menthe conducted his research for the Air Force. After seeing how flying drones performed in Iraq and Afghanistan, the military wants to make this technology better and more cost-efficient. Some of the drones Abraham is testing will serve the armed services.
Eventually, for some of our military customers, we really want that to get more and more automated, where vehicles are pretty much reacting by themselves and then informing everyone else what they're doing.
And drones need to be able to coordinate with each other if they're performing a task, like surveying a spreading wildfire.
For safety reasons or whatever, where you might want to be avoiding other aircraft, you need the vehicles to basically behave by themselves. You don't want to wait for a human operator to say, yes, avoid that other aircraft.
But Menthe says it can be difficult to get multiple drones to communicate with each other. Consider how often calls get dropped on cell phones. The reception between two drones that are surveying a large area may not be clear enough for them to perform well. And beyond that, there's also the question of how much stress you can put into these machines.
Generally speaking, we don't like them to be able to shoot on their own. I mean, nobody wants to create Skynet.
Menthe's reference to the Terminator movies is his way of raising the point that humans still need strong control over the technology, even if fewer people will be operating them. In the meantime, Boeing's engineers are testing these drones safely in the new laboratories so that someday we can trust that they will work. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.